Blog Talk Radio.
As we embrace the new, it's important that we continue to re-embrace those songs that brought us over, the songs that remind us of the ultimate sacrifice. This is James Fortune and Faye, and we'd just like to take a moment and sing one of our favorites.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
The blood that Jesus shed for me, blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never, never, never lose. It's power.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Come on, fire.
Oh,
for
faith. Jesus. Oh yes, it does. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And it flows. Have I got a witness in here?
Yes, sir.
The blood will
never lose its power.
Yes, I'm so glad, Jesus, I'm so glad that you could have came down soon, but you stayed right there.
Yes, he did.
You stayed right there just for
never
me. Yes, the blood came streaming down.
Never come on in here.
Just for you and me. Tell what you're going through. The blood will. Yeah, yes. The blood will. Yeah,
come on, boy.
Yeah, yes, the blood will.
Lord, help me.
I know it won't. I know the blood will.
Oh, come on and give God the glory this morning. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for his grace, for his mercy this morning. Amen. Glory to his name. The Lord Jesus Christ will never lose his power. Amen. Because the blood still works. My God, we just give God the glory this morning, amen, as he woke us up this morning in our right mind with the activity of our limbs, amen. Praise God. We give God all the glory on this Sunday morning. Glory to God. Today is Palm Sunday. Amen. Glory to God. We're the Jewish and all the ones are celebrating the Passion Week this week, amen. Praise God. A time of holiness, a time of reflection, amen, glory to God. So we thank and praise our God on this day, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everyone that's joining me this morning, amen, praise God. Glory to God, we thank God this morning, amen, glory to God, that we are able, glory to his name, to get up this morning, amen, glory to his name. We thank him. My God, we give him glory. This is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. This is Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning on our Sunday morning service. And we're looking to see what the Lord is going to do today. Amen. Praise God. When the word goes forward, amen. Hallelujah. Healing, deliverance, and glory to God. All kinds of things happen. If we just open up our hearts and open up our minds and open up our spirit this morning to see what the Spirit of the living God wants to say to us this morning. With that being said, amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We thank you, Mashandorahunamasia. Yes, Holy Spirit, for what you are doing this morning, Lord God. And as we enter, glory to God, thank you, Lord Jesus, this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just ask, Lord God, that you would touch us from the crown of our head, God, to the very soles of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God. We just ask, Lord God, that you move by your mighty power, God. Someone needs a word, glory to God, to lift up their soul, to lift up their spirit this morning, Lord God. And we come to be fed this morning, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that you're going to feed us this morning. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. And I ask God, even now, Lord God, give me wisdom and knowledge and understanding, Father God, that only comes from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that I will minister to your word. Your word, glory, glory, God, will come forward with power and authority, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we bless you, Father God, for the thing that you have already accomplished in our lives, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for going through our homes right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blessing that you have bestowed upon us this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we come this morning, Father, we just ask that you move by your mighty power on today. Go to home, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, and do what you do best, Lord God. You have blessed us this far, and we thank you, Father, for all the things that you're going to accomplish even on this day. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart and my soul, says amen on today. We bless and praise God this morning, amen, on our Palm Sunday this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and glory to God. We're going to go to the chapter John, glory to God, John, the 12th chapter. We're going to start at verse number 12 through 19, amen. Let me talk a little bit to us this morning before we get into the word of God. As we know, today is Palm Sunday. Today is the day that the historical triumph entry of Jesus into Jerusalem is celebrated, amen, praise God, and today is the day that marks the beginning, hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus, of the last week of our Lord Jesus here on earth. That's what they are celebrating. Needless to say that at this point in time, Jesus was very well known. Hallelujah, glory to God. It is just like many say when they speak about someone that is popular and famous and his reputation preceded him. Ain't that an awesome thing? His reputation, my God, preceded him. In other words, many of these people had either witnessed or heard about his miracles and signs and wonders. Glory to God. Many of these people had either witnessed or heard how he healed numerous people, restoring sight to the blind, come on somebody, making the lame walk, casting out demons, healing the lepers, and perhaps the most powerful of all the signs, glory to God, of how he had made, returned Lazarus back
to life after 4 days of being dead. His reputation, my God, ain't it good to have a great reputation? His reputation and his ministry had a great impact in the world back then, and that is why the people poured out into the streets to receive him. My God, that is an awesome thing. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The people poured out to receive the one that they saw as the Messiah, glory to God. But something happened that changed the minds and opinion of these people who had gone to receive him so joyfully. What happened? And why did it happen? Let's go to the scriptures, amen. John, the 12th chapter, glory to God, starting at number 12. On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him, and glory to God, and cried, Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, glory to God, sat thereon. And some people use donkey, but I'm reading the King James Version, glory to God. And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat thereon, as is written, fear not, daughters of Zion. Behold, the king cometh sitting on an ass colt. These things understood not his disciples at the first, but when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him. The people therefore that was with him, when he called Lazarus out of his grave and raised him from the dead, they bear record for this cause. The people also met him, and glory to God, for that they heard that he had done this miracle. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, perceive ye how he prevailed nothing. Glory to God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Behold, the world is going after him, they said. The world is going after them. After him, as I always say, to have a better understanding of the message that our Lord has for us today, it will be necessary that we perform maybe a brief history. Let's go back a little bit and find out what's going on here. The first thing that we see here is that there are a multitude of people in Jerusalem that had come for this celebration. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Remember, I keep saying, glory to God, this is our time of celebration. But they are coming for this celebration. But what celebration was? The celebration was the Passover. This is something that not many of us understand. So I'll give just a brief description of what the Lord is saying. The name Passover, meaning Hebrew, meaning to pass through, to pass over, to exempt, or to spare. It refers to the fact that God passed over the houses of the Jews when he was slaying the firstborn of Egypt. The root of this word is seen for the first time in the Bible in Exodus 12 and 23. When we read, for the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door. Come on, Holy Ghost. And glory to God, and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. The Israelites did not share of this plague because they had done as God had indicated to Moses and Aaron. Therefore, this day marks the birth of the Jewish nation as they were liberated. They was free. My God, it's good to be liberated from the, glory to God. They was liberated from the enslavement of Pharaoh and were made servants of God. It is for the same reason that God ordered that this date be observed as the day of celebration. As we find in Exodus 12 and glory to God 14 to 17, when we read, and this day shall be unto you for a memorial. And ye shall keep it a feast unto the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep the feast by the ordinance forever, he says. My God, I give him glory. The seventh day shall be eat unleavened bread, and even the first day ye shall put away the leaven out of your houses, he said. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh, the soul shall be cut off, come on, from Israel. And it shall, and glory to God, and in the first day there shall be a holy convocation. And in the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation to you. No matter of work shall be done in them, he said. My God, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Except that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you. And you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in this self-same day have I brought you and your armies out of the land of Egypt. I have freed you. I have liberated you. Come on, somebody. Therefore, you shall observe this day or in your generation by the audience forever. As we can see here, this celebration was something and continue to be something up until today that is very special to the Jewish people. It was continued to be a time of family gathering, great feasts and prayer and much more. Glory to God. It's Israel Passover in the seventh day holiday. And the first day are celebrated, glory to God, with a grand festival. That is some background. My God, I give him glory. Why do we do things? Sometimes we have to go back and find out. Why do we celebrate Palm Sunday? Why do we celebrate Passion Week? Why do we celebrate certain things? My God, I give him glory. With this brief description of the Passover meaning, and now let us continue today. As we can see, these people had a joyful spirit. But unfortunately, this condition was something temporary. Glory to God. This is like having a joy, a temporary joy. You're joyful for 1 minute, and the next minute you're sad. My God, Holy Ghost. As we can see, these people had a joyful spirit, but unfortunately, this condition was something temporary. The reason why it was something temporary is but because the harsh reality was that they were not free. Come on, somebody, glory to God. When you know that you're bound up and you're not free yet, it's only a temporary fix. My God, I thank you, Jesus. These people was under the dominion of the Roman Empire, who governed them with an iron hand. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. In all reality, these people felt impotent and oppressed by the Roman imposed. Glory to God, the taxes on them. Glory to God. So, and a lot of times, amen, glory to God, we can have a temporary joy, but not a lasting joy. Glory to God. This was where the people was at, the very strings of restrictions, and the crucifixion, the favorable method of execution by the empire. They was, glory to God, they were still in bondage, but they wanted to celebrate Jesus, something that had become common occurrence. It is for these reasons that many other, that the Jewish people were anxious for the Messiah to arrive. They was anxious for Jesus to come. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The people were anxiously waiting for the king to arrive, who would free them from the suffering that they were experiencing. experience. My God, and when Jesus rode into Jerusalem, riding on the colt, amen, and due to his reputation, these people, glory to God, all saw it as a prophecy coming to pass, a prophecy coming true. You know how it is, praise God, that when God gives us a prophecy of something, and when it comes to pass, amen, praise God, you were so happy, you were so joyful. So these people, glory to God, all they saw was a prophecy. When Jesus came, the people saw it as the prophet had said in Zechariah 9 and 9. When we read, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, my God, they called the Messiah. My God, I thank you, Jesus. Thy king cometh unto thee. He is just. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass and upon a colt, the foal of an ass, he said. The word of God, as I said, they were anxiously waiting for this prophecy to come true. My God, thank you, Lord Jesus. They were anxiously waiting for the arrival of the king who would defeat the Roman Empire. Due to all of this, they were firmly convicted that he would fulfill and convinced that he would fulfill, oh my God, fulfill the prophecy, and that they would finally be free. In other words, a description of joy that existed in the hearts of these people is found in Matthew 21 and 8 and 9, when we read, and a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the tree and threw them in the way. And the multitude that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, hey, my God, to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. This multitude was praising Jesus, and they was lifting up their voices in a joyful celebration. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But most important of all, they were lifting up their hearts to him. They were doing this because they felt in their hearts that the Messiah had arrived. How many of us here today see Jesus in the same light? Who can lift up their voice right now and shout with the same joy, Hosanna to the Son of David? Who can lift up a shout of joy right now to say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord? Who can lift up their voice and say, shout, Hosanna in the highest? Wake up the person, glory to God. I don't know who you're standing next to. Wake us up today and say, praise our God, because of Hosanna, glory to God, the King cometh. My God, I give him glory today. All of us can lift up our voices joyfully and shout to the Lord. All of us can lift up our voice and glory to God, out our hands and our heart to God, and welcome him into our lives. But what happens after he enters our life, but does not act the way we wanted or expected? What happens when everything that we had is turned upside down because of him? Do we continue to shout Hosanna in the highest? The sad reality is that in the majority of the cases, this does not happen, praise God. The sad reality is that the majority of the cases, that fervent love that we once felt, come on somebody, when we welcomed him in our lives, sometimes grow cold. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The sad reality is that in the majority of the cases when God does not act or perform the way that we think, come on somebody, my God, I give him glory. He should perform. The joy turns into anger and the praise into rebellion. Come on somebody, when our heart go cold, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. This is exactly what happened to these people. What do you mean, Pastor? Glory to God. Let us think about this for for a brief moment and let us see if what I am telling you to make sense. Amen. As I have said, these people were waiting to be free from the Roman Empire. They were anxiously waiting for the king to arrive, who would round up the army and who would drive the Roman occupational force from the land. But did not happen. What happened? This man named Jesus, in whom they had deposited their faith, the man named Jesus, who would be their next king according to prophecy, did not try to assemble an army. This Jesus, this man Jesus, in whom they had deposited their faith, did not try to unite the people and the leaders of the different communities. This man Jesus did not, glory to God, did the unexpected. What did he do? Instead of uniting, glory to God, the leaders of the community, he revealed their sins and their wicked ways. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. This is something that is very evident, glory to God. If we read Matthew 21 and 12 and 13, the Bible says, and when we read, and Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out them, glory to God, all them that sold and brought in the temple and overthrew the temple, glory to God, the tables of the money changers and glory to God, and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer. But ye have made it a den of thieves. This man who would be the next king according to prophecy did not say that he would lift up the traffic. He would not lift up the taxes that they now pay to Rome. Instead, he told them to pay it. He said, look at what he said in Matthew 22:17-21. We read, when we read, tell us, therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it lawful to give tribute unto Caesar or not? This is Bible, people of God. But Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, why tempt ye me, you hypocrite? He spoke with boldness. You hypocrite, he said, show me the tribute money. And they brought unto him a penny. And he said unto them, who is this image and inscription? They said unto him, Caesar. Then saith he to unto them, he said, then you know what? Render therefore unto Caesar the things which are, come on, Caesar, and unto God the things that are God. This man who would be the next king, according to prophecy, did not attempt to unite the leaders and to raise an army. Instead, he uncovered their sins and their wicked ways for all to see. This is something that is very clear in Matthew 23:27. When we read, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for ye are like unto a white sepulchre, he said, a white sepulchre, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones. My God, Jesus was speaking. And of all uncleanliness, he said, do you realize what Jesus did? Jesus did everything that they did not expect. Jesus did everything that they did not want. This is why their praises were silent and their joy they felt in their heart turn to anger. I must send the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. When Jesus starts putting things in order, glory to God, even in our lives, praise God, yet quotable thunder. He brings forth us, amen, glory to God, to have a pure heart before him. They wanted one thing, but Jesus gave them something else. He told them what was really in their hearts. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. As I stated before, this attitude manifests, glory to God, itself to among every believer, even today. Why do I say this? I say because it's very easy to praise God when everything is going well or going the way we think it should go. It is very easy to praise, come on somebody, and worship God when the circumstances appear totally favorable. Glory to God. If I told you God is going to bless you with a house, God is going to bless you with a car, God is going to bless you with a husband, God is going to give you money. But when God comes to tell us our wicked hearts are not right, glory to God, to put our houses in order, glory to God, we don't like those kind of words. Glory to God. But this is what Jesus came to do. My God, he told them, he said, give Caesar what belongs to Caesar and give God what belongs to God. They did not like that, praise God. He came in and turned everything around. My God, he said, y'all in here selling everything in the house of God. He said, my God, my father's house to be called the house of prayer. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. So they were turned upside down. They wasn't joyful every almost and the Holy Ghost. So when God tells us the right thing, my God, where is the joy? The joy should be that God, I thank you, that you, glory to God, that you came and told me about myself. My God, but here, it is easy, very easy to make joy in our hearts when Christ glorifies himself and the obstacles in our lives are vanished. But what happens when things don't go our way? What happens when the circumstances do not appear favorable? Glory to God, and we experience difficulties. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Is our heart going cold yet? May the fire of God come down and reunite us back up again. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. What happens when God just won't act the way we want him to act or expect him to act? And if we are honest with ourselves, all of us here, glory to God, will admit that joy in our hearts simply dissipates, amen, and a praise and a worship to God becomes something to be difficult, amen. When we pass through difficult times, we don't feel like praising God no more. We think that God did something wrong, but God didn't do nothing wrong. He just came to put things in order. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. So they felt like, glory to God, Jesus, you're supposed to come and you're supposed to be the King of Kings. You're supposed to be the one to deliver us. Hey! One very true fact about our God is that on occasions he will not give us what we ask. But we can be assured of one thing. He will always give us what we need. This is something that is very well reflected even in Philippians 4:19. When we read, but my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. This small verse lets us know without a doubt that God will provide for our needs. But as I said, the problem is that what we need is not always what we want. Vice versa. This is what happened to these people, and still happening today. These people wanted something specific. They wanted to be liberated from the Roman oppression. But because they focused only in what they wanted, because they only focused on the circumstances that surrounded them, they failed to see that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords had, in fact, arrived in Jerusalem. My God, I bless you, Jesus. In John 1:10-11 says, we read, and he was in the world. Come on, Holy Spirit. And the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own. Come on, my God, I give him glory. And his own received him not, because they did not follow their heart, and instead follow their fleshly needs. They failed to see that the Messiah, who they were so anxiously expecting, had arrived to be liberated and liberate them from much more than just their earthly needs. Because God did not act the way that they were expecting and wanted, they failed to see. Somebody say, in this season, I will see. My God, Holy Ghost. The Lord will take the scales off our eyes that we can see more clearly. My God, and these people on this day failed to see that he was, in fact, opening the doors, come on, the doors to the kingdom of God. My God, I say thank you, Jesus, because God did not act or perform the way that they glory to God, they expected. They failed to understand, and to this day do not understand. Glory to God. That's what the Holy Spirit is saying. They still don't understand that he came to give them eternal life. He wanted, glory to God, they wanted to be liberated from the Roman oppression, but God's plan was much, much more. God wanted to liberate them from Satan's dominion. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. But they didn't understand that there was a bigger picture. Amen. Glory to God. There's a bigger picture. Glory to God in our lives, people of God. There's a bigger picture that Jesus wants to liberate us from Satan's dominion. But because they could not understand these things, because Jesus did not act the way they expected them to act, the joy of his arrival quickly died. The praises to his name were silenced, and they were separated themselves from him because Jesus did not act the way that they expected. Everything that they had learned, everything that they had witnessed, everything, my God, that they had heard, all of the miracles, all of the signs, everything but everything was as if it had been erased. My God, I thank you, Jesus. We don't want to be in a place, amen, that we miss God. Holy Ghost. We don't want to be in a position where we miss Jesus. Jesus is coming, but he's coming with a bigger picture. We get the branches and we wave them, and we don't even know why we wave them. Can we understand that, glory to God, that he came to do something greater? He came to tear Satan's kingdom down. He came to deliver us. He came to liberate us out of that thing. Glory to God. But they got so angry, amen, praise God. They quoted the Sando Holy Ghost. I can go deeper, but glory to God. There be much because of Sando Holy Ghost. There much time, amen, to really think about what Jesus did. Glory to God and how he went about doing things. My God, they quoted the Sando Holy Ghost. And that's why, glory to God, when he came, amen, they began to celebrate him. But then after that, they wanted to crucify him because he came to put things in order. People of God, he comes to put things in order. Even in our lives, he comes to put things in order. He comes to liberate us from the Satan devices. He comes to bring us to the kingdom of God. There's a bigger picture than what we're going through. The oppression that you might be feeling right now, praise God, take quarter of our son, the Holy Ghost. Think about what Jesus had to go through. We would never be able to go through, glory to God, because Jesus was God and man. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. So we think about everything that we went through, everything that Jesus went through. He knows what you're going through right now because he's already been through it. Amen. Praise God. Holy Ghost. My God, I give him glory. We don't want nothing to be erased. My God, the good times, the bad times, we don't want them to be erased. The good, the bad, the ugly, we don't want them to be erased. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We want to see the big picture. picture. There's a big picture to eternal life. The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God suffer violence. But we have to take it by force, saith the Lord Jesus Christ. The Jewish people, glory to God, they got angry because of Jesus. They got angry because he tried to put their houses in order. Why would we get angry when God is telling them, don't go in my house and do those things? Amen. Praise God. You can't come in my house, glory to God, and try to sell this and sell this. And glory to God, they done turned things around. Praise God. They done made the pulpit, amen, a stage. Amen. Praise God. They done made, glory to God, come in. This CD right here costs you $10. They don't do it on the outside. Jesus said, don't make my house a house of thieves. And then the thing about it is, glory to God, even when he came and told them, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, he said, you give Caesar what belongs to Caesar, but whatever belongs to me, you give it to me. So they got angry, praise God. And the same thing that happened today, praise God. Yet caught two of them in my son, the Holy Ghost. But God wants to put his house in order. The Palm Sunday has a big purpose. Glory to God. He comes. Glory to God. Can you imagine? My God, I see it, God. Masatuna na masando, Holy Ghost. Can you imagine Jesus coming in, glory to God, with all his glory? Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Coming in with all his glory. La masando, Holy Ghost. People are putting branches down, putting their coats down. My God, I say thank you, Jesus, for him to come in because he was King of Kings. They didn't realize what they were doing, my God. But in the end, everything turned around. They wanted to crucify the Father. They wanted to crucify Jesus. And glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Whatever we're passing through today, glory to God, know that Jesus is with us today. Whatever we're passing through today, know that Jesus, glory to God, he is with you today. Whatever you're going through today, you are just passing through it. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, I'm just passing through. I'm just passing through. I'm just passing through because Jesus is on board. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. It is well with you today. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. When he arrives, praise God. I'm a son of the Holy Ghost. The people didn't understand what Jesus was doing, but all he was doing was the Lord Jesus, what God told him to do. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus arrived to liberate them and much more than that. Here, because Jesus did not act the way that they expected. Everything that they had learned, everything that they had witnessed, everything, but everything was as if it was erased. The Jewish people wanted to be liberated from the Roman Empire, but Jesus arrived to liberate them from much more than that. The Jewish people wanted Jesus to act in a certain way. And you think about it. Think about this, people of God. They wanted him to act in a certain way. The same way people today, they want you to talk a certain way, to act a certain way, to be a certain way, to do certain things. But Jesus acted to accomplish the will of the Father and not the will of men. See, that's why they got it twisted. He didn't come to make men happy. Come on, Holy Spirit. But he came to make the Father happy. He came to do the will of the Father. And this is what Jesus is calling us to do, the will of God. He said, not my will, but thy will be done. See, we got it twisted. We so quoted it and so doing what men want us to do that we don't do what God wants us to do. He said, I didn't come to please you. I came to please my Father. And people of God, we got to get out of of men pleasing. Yes, Corona Bosando, Holy Ghost. If you got to walk by yourself, not Saturn and Amasando, Holy Ghost, you have to accomplish the will of the Father and not the will of men. Saturn and Amasando, the thing about it is people are afraid of losing people. Glory to God. But if you got to walk by yourself, know that Jesus is with you. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He called you by yourself. Glory to God. You will stand by yourself. My God. And he asked you, what did you do for me? When I told you to do that, what did you do? My God, I say thank you, Jesus. They failed to realize that the prophecy had been fulfilled and that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords had arrived in Jerusalem, but they couldn't see. They failed to understand all of this because their sight was focused on their earthly needs and wants and not in the will of God. And you continue lifting up your hands and raising your voice in joyful celebration, saying Hosanna in the highest. Have you permitted the circumstances of this world or perhaps your own opinion to kill the joy in your heart? Don't allow that the same things that stop these people from seeing his true nature stop you. Don't allow anything to kill the joy that knowing him can bring you. Don't allow your ways of thinking or your expectations to distance you from God. Lift up your heart to him even now. Surrender your life to him. Shout out with a joyful voice now. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed is him that comes in the name of the Lord. We thank God today. Amen. For Passion Week. We thank God today, my God, I say thank you, Jesus, for his only son that walked the earth, the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We thank God today, glory to God, because even in them, they could not see who Jesus was because of who he, glory to God, he was. They couldn't see. They couldn't see nothing because they saw everything else. So I pray today that God will open up our eyes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This came to be a witness, for a witness to bear witness of the light. Jesus is the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light, John. That was the true light, which gave light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. And the world, glory to God, did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Full of grace and truth. My God, I give God the glory this morning. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We got to make sure, amen, glory to God, that we can see clearly what the purpose is of why we're doing what we're doing. Why am I preaching the gospel? Why am I praying? Come on, somebody. I want to talk to you too, praise God, today. What is it that God is doing in your life? Glory to God. They call the Most High, the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. What is the purpose that God called you out of darkness into his marvelous light? Glory to God. What is the purpose of him going, amen, praise God, to the Garden of Gethsemane, praying for all of us? Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Coming with the King. Glory to God. Walking down and riding upon her ass. Amen. Praise God. Dirt ground, everybody, because they didn't want his feet to touch the dirt. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. This is Passion Week, people of God. This is a time of celebration. He's come to give us eternal life. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. There's a process. Amen. Praise God. But glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But we got to make sure, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we know, glory to God, without a shadow of doubt, that I am following the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the first, the last, the beginning, the end. I am following him all the way. He did it for us, praise God. We watch the movies, amen, praise God. We can't take it because how they beat him. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But every stripe that he took, my Satan and my Shadow Holy Ghost, he took it for us, people of God. My Baba said, every strike that he took, it meant something. It meant your healing. It meant your deliverance. Come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Every strike that he took, the point that break my Sando Holy Ghost, where they tore off his skin. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. I thank you that you went to the cross. I thank you, glory to God. My God, my God, my God, that you died to yourself. My Saturn and my Son, the Holy Ghost, you died to yourself in the garden that you could fulfill the destiny, glory to God, to free your people. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. And what is wrong with us today? My God, I say thank you, Jesus. What the Lord done for us, that we can enter into eternal life, that we can be free from Satan's dominion. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. That's why we have protection. That's why we have the angels, because of the Lord Jesus Christ. But on the third day, people of God, on the third day, my God, my God, the Holy Ghost, they didn't know what was going on. My God, but he went into hell. He preached in hell, and he came back up because no one could take his life. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. My Satan and my hand and my Son, the Holy Ghost. And he rose on the third day with all power in his hands, and he sent back the comforter that could comfort us day by day. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. My God, he will not leave us comfortless. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He said, I will be with you until the end of the world. And so what is wrong with us? My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Don't you want to say thank you, Lord? Don't you want to bless his name? Don't you want to give him glory? Don't be like they was. Amen. Praise God. They got angry. They got angry because he came to show truth. But my God, because he came with truth. And that's what he does for us. He comes with truth. He tells us to do something. But we don't sometimes do it. We wait. Why do we wait? What is wrong? Hallelujah. He didn't wait. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let us bless the Lord today. Let us give God the glory today. Let us thank him for what he has done. Hallelujah. Take this day of reflection and say, Lord, I thank you that you walked that way. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, that you died to yourself. Hallelujah. And someone else had to help you to carry your cross. Holy Ghost. Let us bless the Lord. Let us reflect on the goodness of the Lord. He came, hallelujah, that we can have eternal life. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. With that being said, amen. This is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. This is Apostle Connor McNeil. This is our Sunday morning service, our first Sunday of April. Amen. Praise God. I bless God for you, you, and you. And I pray that this word, amen, got deep into your heart today. I pray that this word will not fall to the ground. Amen. That the enemy will not come and steal it, but you will know that the Lord Jesus Christ come to save you, 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 and you, and myself. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for eternal life. Thank you, God, that our name will be written in the book of life. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I won't complain. Hallelujah. He did much more than that. He came. He came for us. He walked the world for us. He did it for us. Don't you love him? Because he did it for us. Amen. He came to protect us from Satan's kingdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we bless, praising God today. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't forget, amen, on Thursday, amen, Pastor Ilona Waters will be on at 6 p.m. True Vine International Ministry, Church, amen, praise God, thank you, Lord Jesus. She will be on at 6 p.m. on Thursday, amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank God for her, amen, still standing, amen, doing the will of the Lord, amen, praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to thank everyone, amen, glory to God, for joining me this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Reign of Glory Revival Ministry, where the pastors are Apostle Kelly McNeil and Pastor Matthew McNeil, amen, overseer of Blog Talk Radio, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank God for this day. We thank God for you, you, and you, amen. Let us pray out, and I want to just bless the Lord for all the ones that know that this is a real ministry, amen, praise God, and we're doing the work of the Lord. So if you'd like to be a blessing in this ministry, partner with us, sow tithes or offering, amen, praise God, thank you, Lord Jesus. You may do so freely, amen, freely, glory to God. Do it with a cheerful heart unto the Lord, because God loves a cheerful giver, amen, praise God. So we thank and praise God on this day for this first Sunday, amen, praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this Sunday, amen, Palm Sunday. Next week, amen, is Easter Sunday. Get ready, amen. This is Passion Week, this time of reflection, amen. Glory to God that why we are here. Why did God call me? Am I distinct or am I chosen? Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you're chosen, amen, praise God. You cannot put that mantle down. No way, no way, no how. Amen, praise God. It's a difference being sent and a difference of being chosen. Know that which one are you. Are you chosen or are you just sent? Amen, praise God. We thank you, praise God, today. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Father God, that we will not miss you, Father. We thank you, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, for the word today that you came to bring today, Father God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God, for all that you have done today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that we will always see truth, God. We will always see you. Amen. Praise God, that we will not be blinded by the world, Father God, in the name of Jesus, but we will see you. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for this day. We thank you, Father God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, how you have laid down your life for your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But God, I thank you, glory to God, how you raised them back up, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, because you spoke your own self in existence. We bless you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for the word. We ask that you continue to cultivate the word within us, Father God, and I ask you to bless every home that's represented here on today, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus. I ask that they move by your Holy Spirit on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Father God, to have your way, Father God, on this week. This week is Holy Week, God. So I ask you, Father God, to have your way. We thank you, Father God. We bless your name. We give you glory, Father God. We lift you up today, God. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen and amen and amen. I have a song for you. God bless you all. Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday. And a week ahead. Don't forget, y'all. I forgot to say one thing. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I will be on prayer time. Amen. Praise God. Invite someone on. Somebody needs the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a season. Amen. Amen. For us to evangelize like never before. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
Spirit, give me the words that will bring new life. Words on the wings of the morning, the dark night will fade away. To my heart now.
Speak to my heart.
Holy Spirit.
Message of good.
Love to encourage me.
To look in my heart.
From the stand.
Love
me and
care for me.
Speak to my heart now.
Give me the words, I can hear from you.
If I can hear.